Who knew it was so expensive to be poor? Most of us living above the poverty line don't appreciate that life costs a lot more money for the people who don't have it to start with. The high cost of being poor impacts nearly every facet of life for people in poverty: housing, food, finances, and employment. Look at housing. The monthly rent for an apartment is often higher than a mortgage payment. But without cash for a down payment, renting is the only option. Of course, rents are more affordable in neighborhoods where poverty is highly concentrated, but banks and grocery stores are not. Joining Sam's Club might help with food costs, but it's tough to shop in bulk without a car. And having no supermarkets nearby also means you're likely getting your meals from fast food joints or the nearby corner store, where a gallon of milk is twice as expensive as in suburbia. Food stamps are a blessing, but not much at just $4.55 a day for a qualifying individual. Just managing money is expensive when you're poor. In a world of debit cards, automatic payments, and online bill pay, imagine life without your checking account. Check cashing stores are ready to serve and ready to take up to 10% for cashing your check, ready to charge you $3 for each money order you need to pay your bills, and ready to kill you on interest if you need a cash advance. You want your toddler safe and learning while you work? Licensed childcare averages $1,600 a month, absorbing almost everything you earn. Unlicensed daycare, where early childhood development is not the priority, may be your only option. Money's not the only cost of being poor. The hours you're spending on mass transit or waiting for a machine to open in the laundromat is the time affluent parents spend reading with their young children. All of us agree, people who work hard and care for their families should have the opportunity to get ahead in life. But the cold fact is, being poor makes getting ahead almost impossible. I'm Mark First, President and CEO of United Way of Central Maryland, for WYPR, your NPR news station.